Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Yo-Kai Legends. I'm your host, King Kappa, and today I'm going to tell you about demonic creatures. First, Obozu, the giant monk. Next, Ogamu Mono, the praying spirit. After that, Samuto no Banba, the mountain hag. And finally, Satori, the monkey beast. So, let's get started. Season 18, Episode 2, Spirits and Demons. Obozu, the giant monk. In the Tottori prefecture, there was a forest called Tokuo, where a giant monk-like yokai called Obozu appeared. A fierce warrior named Hata Hanyada decided to find this creature and headed into the forest. After a while of walking, a strong gust of wind blew, and suddenly, a gigantic, man-like creature emerged from the forest. It was the Obozu. However, Hata did not show the slightest sign of fear. The creature decided that this man was not worth attacking, and without further ado, disappeared into the fog. Ogamu Mono, the praying spirit. On the island of Miyake, there was an esoteric priestess called Ogamu Mono, the one who prays. In addition to making predictions, Ogamu Mono also cured diseases by supernatural means. Some believe that they were ordinary women who had undergone a spiritual transformation after being possessed by a great Tengu. Samuto no Banba, the mountain hag. Apparently, it was originally a person born in Tono City until she disappeared as a young girl and returned after more than 30 years. Since then, she has been called a mountain hag because of her old lady-like appearance. Satori, the monkey beast. Centuries ago, in the forest of Mount Owada, there lived an evil monkey-like beast called Omori. It had the power to read people's minds. Anyone that encountered this creature would end up being devoured. One day, a woodcutter was working in the Owada forest, suddenly encountered the Satori. The man trembled and knew that if he didn't act soon, he would be devoured. However, he couldn't do anything due to the creature's power to read his every thought. So, he returned to cutting wood. Soon enough, the Onori was generally known as Satori. Thank you for listening to Yo-Kai Legends. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for the latest post. Until next time, I'm King Kappa, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye!